Butch Jones, coach of Arkansas State Red Wolves, out of Sun Belt Conference. They'll be playing against Georgia State here some down later this year. Coach, good talking to you, man. I told you to talk to you. I'm a big fan of yours, man. I love what you do, man. Love your energy and passion.
Well, I appreciate you having me on today, and excited to talk a little Arkansas State football and football in general.
You got that right, Coach. I'm going to ask you this, man. What about this opportunity here? Arkansas State kind of really piqued your interest to want to go there. So that university in Jonesboro, Arkansas, a great city up there, man, and coach these Red Wolves going forward, Coach.
Well, you just spoke about it. It's a great community. It's very passionate. I always talk about Jonesboro as like a mini SEC community in terms of just the passion, the excitement that they have for the Red Wolves. And, you know, we have a great administration that's extremely committed to doing things the right way. And, you know, being at Alabama, I was going to be very selective in choosing a place to go. And when the job came open at Arkansas State, it was a no-brainer. It's a program that I've really watched over the last couple years. And so when I had that opportunity, it was a no-brainer for me.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you this, man. You kind of mentioned about administration. You got to have that symmetry from top to bottom, from president, AD, administration, support staff, to you and your staff there at Arkansas State. Tell us about the visions you heard from the president and AD to say, hey, this is the right stop for me and my family to move on into Jonesboro, this community, and be immersed in it now going forward.
Well, you're exactly right. And this being, you know, your fourth opportunity to be a head coach, you've seen a lot of things, and you're a byproduct of your experiences. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, the next job was at a place where, again, total alignment. You use that term synergy with the administration, from the president to the chancellor, to the board of trustees, to the faculty, to everyone involved on campus. And our chancellor, Kelly Dampus, has done a really great job of really selling and really orchestrating the vision for Arkansas State. And so just to be a part of it is exciting. And then we have a new director of athletics in Tom Bowen, who I'm extremely excited to, because you talk about an individual who has vision and passion for athletics in general and for football. So we're excited to have him as well.
Both definitely, Coach. And tell us about this, man. For your journey, Coach, you know, my dad's a coach. You know, he coached me as a youth on up. So when did you get the bug to want to coach? I never wanted to coach. I want to kind of be on TV, radio. I want to be on that side of it once I got through playing ball. I don't have the patience to coach kids. I'll be coaching all the time. I can't do it. So tell me, for you, Coach, when did you get the bug to want to coach and just make this your life's passion and your life's journey?
Well, you know, you're exactly right when you talk about passion and energy, and you have to love, you know, what you do. And I always loved the game of football. And obviously was a player. And then, you know, when your career is taken from you as a player, you're kind of at that crossroads of what you want to do. And I kind of just slowly kind of matriculated into it and became more and more entrenched with the X's and O's. And then what I really love is developing a mindset, developing a culture, a style of play, you know, on top of the scheme and in the competitive nature as well. So I would say it was born at a very, very early age, and very fortunate to be able to coach and be able to coach at a place like Arkansas State.
And Coach Scott, you kind of mentioned building a program. What is an ideal Red Wolf for you to come represent this university, this community of Jonesboro? What's the ideal young man that you're looking for to bring to this program here that you are building here right now in 2021 and beyond?
Sure. Well, we have a profile. We have a recruiting profile, and it's all encompassing. And it, first of all, talks about your character, you know, your character on the field, off the field. How are you going to represent your own personal brand? And then how are you going to represent the brand of this great institution and this community? And then there's a football specific. It starts with the position traits of what we talk about, the skill set that's needed, then from an overall football standpoint. And they're really evaluated in all those values that we talk about. But really, at the end of the day, it's a great person. It's a great individual who has great character, great competitive character. That's a competitor and a winner. And it is really, really wants to be the best version of themselves each and every day, and follows our culture. Our culture is summed up in one word: driven. Driven to be the best version of ourselves every day, the best at everything that we do. And that's kind of a mentality and a mindset and a drive that we have each and every day.
And Coach, how's it been to see your young men on the field here doing spring practice? You kind of getting an idea of what you have as you prepare for the summer here and the fall here. So how's that been for you guys so far?
You know what? It's been great. We've been through 12 practices. And like I told everyone when we came in, everyone's responsible for creating their own identity. Everyone started at ground zero. So if ever there was a great opportunity for you, no preconceived notions, did not know anybody really on the football team. So it was up to them to create their own brand and their own personal identity each and every day. And we talk about our football identity, but also our identity off the field of doing things right, the character, everything that we talk about, doing things on time the right way. And so we've been able to do that. And our players have responded. And, you know, we're work in progress, so to speak, in terms of all that. But I've liked our attitude and I've liked our mindset every day. And we've asked a lot of them, from the way we practice, our style of play, to how we handle our off days, from a nutritional standpoint in the weight room, but also the training room as well.
And coach, you've coached so many pros, so you know how to get these young men to the highest level. And so I think having you is a blessing to these young men, because you can get them to the highest peak. You've seen it from the greatest coach, Nick Saban, and all things you've acquired over the years. So these young men who play for you have a great opportunity to learn from a guy who's been around some of the best in this game and can get you to that level in the NFL that they all want to achieve, hopefully, by coming to play for you, you and the Red Wolves there.
Well, we talk about how can our program create value for you every day. And this is how we're going to create value every day. And that's what it's all about, is creating value for these individuals, you know, from a team standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint as well. And our recruiting department talked about, right now we have 37 players that are currently in the NFL that we've coached or recruited. And I want to say it's over $370 million that they're making. So that's quite an accomplishment, and very proud of those individuals. And it is, it's a mindset, and we want individuals that want to play at the highest level, and that we can prepare them to be NFL ready, and that they're different because they were a part of our football program. The way they play, the way they take notes in meetings, the way they sit up, their football intelligence, all that, we want to be a big difference for them in that. And then when their football careers are over with, it's them being the best at their responsibilities, whatever their job entails. So again, we take that responsibility very seriously, but we pride ourselves in making individuals NFL ready.
And talk about this, how the Sun Belt football is getting better and better each year. The talent pool, the coaching is this top flight. And I know people don't really look at it that Sun Belt like they should, but the Sun Belt talent is top line, you know, from, you know, South Alabama with Kane, Womack, now Georgia State right here in my backyard, Coastal, you guys, what you're building over there. So talk about the conference, how it's growing, how our talent pool is so deep and vast.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, because, you know, the Sun Belt is one of the best football conferences in America from top to bottom. And, you know, I always talk about, give me fact checks. You know, it's one thing to express an opinion, but give me fact checks. And you look at the recent success of the Sun Belt, it's very, very impressive. I want to say we had more non-conference wins than any conference in America last year. And in the group of five, we had the most, the winningest against head-to-head of non-power or group of five programs. So again, when you look at the facts surrounding, you know, the Sun Belt Conference, it's very impressive. It's competitive from top to bottom. And, you know, being at Alabama the last 3 years and the proximity, I've really followed the Sun Belt Conference. And then obviously we played a few Sun Belt teams, whether we were at Tennessee or Alabama. So became very familiar with the conference, and it is a great football conference.
And coach, recruiting wise, I mean, you have a vast array of, just to go from Jonesboro, go to Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana, up north to Missouri. I mean, coach, you're in a great opportunity to find diamonds in the rough within driving distance of your school and save on the budget, which I know is always good for AD. Save on the budget, you know, get all your talent in there. That's all you need, man.
Well, shoot, I need to hire you in the recruiting department, because you summarized all that exceptionally well. And we're located in a great area. You know, everything is about proximity, and we want to really work within a 4 to 6 hour radius. But the brand of Arkansas State too allows us to go in other areas as well. But you're right. We have high expectations for our recruiting, but we're located in a great area. Memphis is an hour away as well. So when you look at the proximity of where we are, it's the ability to attract a high level, high character, high caliber student athlete. And that's our expectations of how we're going to recruit here at Arkansas State.
Last one for you, coach, this. When people watch your team play this year, What's the one thing you want people to know about your team when they watch you play this upcoming season here?
Energy, a toughness level, a passion, and execution based, that we're going to own the fundamentals and details and truly understand what it takes to play winning football. But when people watch us, they're going to see a high level of intensity, passion, and commitment to each other and, you know, fundamentals and details and just overall discipline.
Coach, thank you for your time. I told you I'm a big fan of yours. I can't wait to play the Panthers here. Hope to see you then, and I hope to see you on non-conference game, maybe at Georgia, hopefully. Georgia Tech, they'll play you guys. Please over go. You. Come over here and play us then. Hey, pay them some money to come over and play you guys. Come on, let's get it done. I'll be there supporting you guys as well, Coach.
Well, appreciate it, and love the state of Georgia and Atlanta, and, you know, obviously from being at Tennessee and even at Cincinnati, and even when we're at Central Michigan, we've always recruited there and recruited well. And so you have a personal invite to be on our sidelines, and we come play. So we're gonna test you a little bit, but you got to wear Arkansas State apparel.
Coach, I'll do it.
I'm gonna load you up with gear. I know you like gear.
Yes.
Rocking the polo shirt today. So I'm going to make sure you're loaded up with gear. Just look forward to seeing you. Thank you for the opportunity to be on with you today.
Anytime, Coach. Look forward to doing it with you in the fall, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Be safe, Coach. Talk to you soon, buddy.
You too, huh? Bye-bye.
Bye now.